Today, I want to continue a series that I started a while ago on the Beatitudes.
今天我们想继续我们不久前开始的关于八福的系列。
Since it's been several months since my first sermon, let me remind you that the Beatitudes are part of a long message given by Jesus called the Sermon on the Mount.
我们第一次讲到以来已经过去几个月了。我想提醒你们，八福是耶稣所赐的长篇信心的一部分。这个信息被称为登山宝训。
Jesus is speaking to his disciples, not to the crowd that occasionally followed him.
耶稣是在向他的门徒讲这篇道，而不是向那些一直跟着他的人讲。
Jesus is telling them what life is like in his new kingdom, when we live under the rule of our new king.
耶稣告诉我们的是，当我们生活在我们新君王的统治下的时候，我们在他的新的国度里的生活是什么样的？
Jesus says that if you are in his kingdom and Christ is your king, then these will be your attitudes.
耶稣告诉我们说，如果你在他的国度里，基督是你的君王，那么这些就应该是你的生活态度。
So as we internalize these eight Beatitudes, as these spiritual qualities become more and more true of us, then we will taste and experience the spiritual blessings that Jesus promises here.
所以当我们将这八福内化成我们自己的东西的时候，随着这些属灵品质对我们越来越真实，我们就能够体会并且接受耶稣所应许的这些特定的祝福。
So in the first Beatitude, Jesus says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
在第一福中耶稣说虚心的人有福了因为天国是他们的。
The kingdom of heaven is theirs. It belongs to them.
天国是他们的天国属于他们。
They have the kingdom. They possess it.
他们拥有天国他们占据天国。
They own it. They are part of it.
他们是天国的主人，他们是天国的一部分。
There is a king in this new kingdom.
这个国度里有一位君王。
And those who are in the kingdom recognize the one true rightful king.
国度里的人都承认，这位就是那唯一的真正的合法的君王。
Only those who are poor in spirit are able to enter his kingdom because they are willing to acknowledge their dependence and submit to him as their king.
只有那些承认自己灵里贫穷的人才能进入他的国度，因为他们愿意承认自己对基督的依赖，并且愿意顺服基督，称他为王。
Those who are poor in spirit are truly blessed because this is the only way to enter the kingdom.
灵里贫穷的人是真的有福了，因为这是进入天国唯一的途径。
And it is the only way to live under the rule of our new king.
而且这是我们在我们的新君王统治下的国度中生活的唯一的方式。
Living humbly in dependence and submission to him.
谦卑地依靠他，顺服他，任他做我们的君王。
So now we are coming to the second beatitude that we're going to look at this morning.
This afternoon. 现在我们就要看的是第二福。
As we read earlier, when Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
就像我们刚才读经时候读到的，耶稣说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
To mourn means to grieve, to experience sorrow.Often to the point of tears and even weeping.
哀痛意味着悲伤，经历悲痛，常常达到流泪甚至哭泣的地步。
There are 9 different Greek words in the New Testament to describe the different experiences of mourning.
新约中使用了9个不同的希腊词来描述不同的哀痛的经历。
The word that Jesus uses here, the word is pantheo,is the strongest, most intense of the 9 different words.
耶稣在这里使用的词是这九个描述悲痛的词当中程度最深、最强烈的。
It is usually reserved for experiences of death, either physical death or spiritual death.
通常是描述人们面对肉体上或精神上的死亡时才能体会到的那种哀痛。
It is grieving so profound that it takes over our whole being in ways that cannot be concealed, even weeping, for example.
这种伤痛如此之深，以至于整个人都会无法控制地表现出来，比如痛哭流涕。
Now, this is probably the most surprising of the eight Beatitudes.
这可能是八福当中最匪夷所思的一个。
It seems to contain a startling paradox.
它似乎包含着一个惊人的悖论。
Blessed are those who mourn seems to be saying, happy are those who are unhappy, sad.
说哀痛的人有福了，就等于是说不幸的人有福了。
What kind of blessing could Jesus possibly promise for those who experience such sorrow?
那么对于那些经历如此悲伤的人，耶稣到底应许了什么样的祝福呢？
On the surface, we might suggest that Jesus is talking about the comfort that he provides when we mourn the loss of a loved one.
从表面上看，我们可能会认为耶稣是在谈论他所提供的安慰，就是当我们失去亲人这种哀痛。
2 years ago, during the pandemic, I led 5 graveside services in the period of 6 months.
2年前，在疫情期间，我在6个月间的时间就带领了5次葬礼。
In each of those services, I asked God to comfort those family members and friends as they mourned their loss.
在每一个葬礼上，我都祈求上帝安慰那些因为失去亲人而悲痛的亲朋好友。
I reminded them of God's promises.
我提醒他们，上帝有个应许。
Jesus' words in John 14, verses 1 through 3.
就是耶稣在约翰福音14章1到3节所应许的。
Go ahead and read that in Chinese.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神，也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
I shared God's promise of victory over death in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我还与他们分享上帝战胜死亡的应许，就在哥林多前书15章。
Go ahead and read that.
那时经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪。罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
I reminded them that their loved one was not here in the grave, but he was with their Lord that they loved and served.
我提醒他们，他们所爱的人不在坟墓里，他们所爱的人与他们自己爱的和服侍的主同在。
Just as Paul said to the believers in Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 14.
就如保罗为帖撒罗尼迦的信徒所做的，就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书4章13到14节，保罗说：“论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。”
And that is all true.
这全都是真的。
God does comfort us when we mourn the loss of a loved one.
当我们为失去所爱的人而悲伤时，神确实会安慰我们。
But the context of Jesus' words in the Beatitudes suggests that he is not speaking primarily about the sorrow of bereavement here.
但是耶稣在八福中的上下文表明，他在这里主要不是在谈论丧亲之痛。
But he's speaking about the sorrow of repentance.
他是在讲忧伤痛悔的心。
So what we need to see is how each of the Beatitudes is dependent on the ones preceding it.
我们要知道天国八福环环相扣。
They flow out of our personal relationship with Christ.
都建立在我们与基督的关系上。
And that relationship begins by acknowledging that I am poor in spirit, the first beatitude.
我们与基督个人的关系从我们承认我们灵力贫穷开始。
My spiritual poverty is because I have sinned, which leads me to mourn over my sin.
我灵里的贫穷是因为我犯了罪，所以我要为罪而忧伤痛悔。
Mourning over my sin is what the second beatitude is about.
这就是第二福，也就是说，为罪哀痛的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn the effects of sin.
我们为自己的罪哀痛。
That begins when we mourn because of our own sin.
我们为罪哀痛，要从为自己的罪哀痛开始。
As James writes in James chapter 4, verses 6 through 10.
这就是雅各书四章六到十节所写的。但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。故此，你们要顺服神，为要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
We see here that humility and mourning go together.
我们看到谦卑和哀痛是相辅相成的。
Until we acknowledge our spiritual poverty, we cannot truly mourn our sin.
除非我们谦卑地认识到我们属灵上的贫乏，否则我们无法真正地为我们的罪而哀痛。
And if we do not mourn our sin, we show that we are ignorant of our true spiritual condition.
如果我们不为自己的罪悲痛，就表明我们不知道自己真正的属灵状况。
And how much our sin grieves God.
也不知道我们的罪使上帝他多么的伤心。
God is offended by a stiff neck, haughty eyes, and an unteachable spirit.
神很讨厌的就是硬着颈项、高傲的眼光和不受教的灵。
But he never rejects someone who comes to him with a broken heart.
但他从来不会拒绝一个带着破碎的心来到他面前的人。
An attitude of brokenness.
这种破碎的态度，他从来不会拒绝。
See, repentance is not merely a decision.
我们看到悔改不仅仅是一个决定。
True repentance is the fruit of godly sorrow.
真正的悔改是敬虔悲伤的结果。
2 Corinthians 7:10, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation.
哥林多后书七章十节说，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。
Do you see the sequence here?
你看到这里的前后顺序了吗？
Before there is salvation, there must be repentance.
得救之前必须先悔改。
And before there is true repentance, there must be godly sorrow.
在真正的悔改之前，必须有敬虔的悲伤。
See, true repentance is a rending of the heart.
真正的悔改是心都能撕裂的悔改。
It is the fruit of brokenness or mourning, not merely regret for our sin.
这种悔改是破碎的心哀痛的结果，而不仅仅是因为我们为罪而感到后悔。
It is much more than the pain of getting caught.
更不仅仅是我们被犯罪当场被抓住的那种痛苦。
It is a reckoning and accounting of the pain your sin has caused you, others, and especially God.
是一次彻头彻尾的醒悟，是对你的罪，给你和其他人，尤其是上帝造成痛苦的清算。
Joel chapter 2, verses 12 to 13.
约珥书二章十二到十三节。耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服， 归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
Oswald Chambers wrote, "The foundation of Christianity is repentance."
奥斯瓦尔德·钱伯斯曾经写道：“基督教的基础是悔改。”
I've read that in some countries, believers don't ask people when they were saved or had they become a Christian.
我曾经读到，在一些国家，信主的人不会问别人他们是什么时候得救的，而是会问他们你们什么时候悔改的。
Instead, they ask, "When did you repent? Have you repented?"
他们会问你悔改了吗？
Godly sorrow leads us to repent of our sin, which results in God's forgiveness, which surely is the greatest blessing and comfort.
敬虔的忧伤引导我们为自己的罪悔改，从而得到上帝的宽恕。这
无疑
是
最
大
的
祝
福
和安
慰。
Romans 4, verses 7 and 8.
罗马书四章七到八节说：“得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。”主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
A mourning over our sin is not just something we do when we are saved.
为我们的罪哀哭，不仅仅是我们得救时所做的事。
It is something that we continue to do as Christians.
这是我们作为基督徒要持续做的事情。
We continue to grieve because we continue to sin, and need to continue to confess our sin.
我们不断悲伤，因为我们不断的犯罪，需要我们持续的认罪悔改。
As John writes in 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 through 9,
正如约翰在约翰一书第一章六到九节所写，我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
More often than we care to admit, we walk in darkness.
我们自己不愿意承认，其实我们经常行走在黑暗中。
We hide.
我们躲起来。
We live in verse 8, where we claim we have not sinned.
我们生活在第八节描述的情况中，就是我们声称自己没有犯罪。
We create a system of self-justification that says that we have not done anything wrong.
我们给自己找各种借口，说我们没有做错任何事情。
What I did wasn't that bad.
我做的并没有那么差吧。
Everybody does it.
每个人不都这样吗？
But when we do that, we are only deceiving ourselves.
但是当我每当给自己找借口的时候，我们只是在自欺欺人罢了。
We are furthering our own spiritual blindness.
我们正在加深自己属灵上的眼盲。
But if we live in the light, in verse 7, we live in an open-hearted fellowship with God.
但是如果我们生活在光中，在第七节描述的那个景况当中，我们就是与神坦诚相待。
The Spirit continues to show us our sin, so that we can continue to mourn and confess and repent of our sin.
圣灵持续不断地向我们显明我们的罪，以便我们可以持续地哀伤、认罪、悔改我们的罪。
When we do that, verse 9 becomes a reality for us.
我们这样做的时候，第九节就成为我们的现实。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins.
因为我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And we continue to experience his forgiveness, his cleansing, his grace.
我们就得以持续地经历神的宽恕和恩典。
Our hearts become more and more tender toward God and what He wants for us.
我们的心对神和对神对我们的期待也会越来越柔软。
See, this second beatitude is about being tender-hearted. the opposite of being hard-hearted.
第二幅是关于要我们拥有柔软的心，是与刚硬的心相反。
The Bible warns us, do not harden your hearts in Hebrews 4:7.
在希伯来书四章七节警告我们，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。
Jeremiah talks about those who made their hearts harder than stone and refused to repent in Jeremiah 5:3.
耶利米在耶利米书三章五章三节也描述了这些人，他们使脸刚硬，过于磐石，不肯回头。
Ezekiel uses the metaphor of a stone heart when he wrote in Ezekiel 36:26.
以西结在以西结书三十六章用了一个比喻，就是实心来比喻这种硬着心的人。
This is what the Lord says: I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
耶和华说：“我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。”
Jesus explained to the Pharisees why Moses permitted divorce. Quote, it was because of your hardness of heart that Moses wrote you this law.
耶稣向法利赛人解释为什么摩西允许离婚时说，摩西为你们写着律法，是因为你们的心硬。
So the key to this second beatitude is found in being tender-hearted instead of hard-hearted.
因此第二幅的关键在于心地柔软，而不是心地刚硬。
Look at the prayer of David in Psalm 51, verses 16 and 17.
我们再看看大卫在诗篇五十一篇里面的祷告。你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上；燔祭你也不喜悦。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
See, a stony heart cannot mourn.
铁石心肠无法感到哀痛。
But a broken and contrite heart describes a soul that is crushed, a brokenness that is manifest in mourning, weeping, and sorrow.
但是忧伤痛悔的心描述的是一个被压碎的灵魂，一种在悲痛、哭泣和悲伤中表现出来的破碎。
And Jesus modeled this tender-heartedness manifested in mourning and weeping.
耶稣在哀痛和哀哭中向我们展示了这种柔软的心。
He was God in the flesh, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
以赛亚五十三章说，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。
Jesus wept when his friend Lazarus died, John 11, verse 35.
约翰福音十一章三十五节，当拉撒路死的时候，耶稣哭了。
And as I mentioned in the children's sermon, in Luke 19, verse 41, it says, when he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if only you had known in this day, even you, the things which make for peace, but now they have been hidden from your eyes.
路加福音十九章，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说，巴不得你在这日子知道甘心你平安的事。无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus wept as he prayed, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death."
在科西玛尼园，耶稣祷告的时候哭泣说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。”
And on the cross, he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
在十字架上，如以赛亚书五十三章四节所说，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
Jesus was without sin, so he could not mourn his own sins.
耶稣是没有罪的，所以他不能为自己的罪哀痛。
But he did mourn for the sin of others and the effect of sin on our world.
但是他确实为世人的罪。和为那些罪对这个世界所产生的影响而哀痛。
So like Jesus, we mourn because of the sin of others.
所以像耶稣一样， 我们也要为他人的罪而哀痛。
Reading through the Old Testament, we see that David, Micah, Nehemiah, Daniel, Joel, and Jeremiah all wept over the sins of others.
在旧约里，我们看到大卫、弥迦、尼希米、但以理、约珥和耶利米都为世人的罪哭泣。
Their tender-heartedness caused them to grieve over the sins of the people.
他们心地的柔软使他们为人民的罪恶而悲伤。
Jesus was described as being grieved for the hardness of people's hearts, Mark 3, verse 5.
在马可福音三章五节，耶稣怒目看着这些周围的人，忧愁他们的心刚硬。
And so we also need to mourn and grieve for the sin of our community and in our world.
我们也需要为我们的身边和我们身处世界中的罪哀痛悲伤。
So Jesus promises in this beatitude, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
耶稣在这一福中应许我们，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
The clear implication is that they alone will be comforted.
明确地告诉我们，只有他们才会得到安慰。
Only those who truly mourn know the true comfort of God.
只有真正哀痛的人才能够体会到来自神真正的安慰。
This is a promise of God found throughout Scripture.
这是贯穿整本圣经的神的应许。
In Isaiah 61, verses 2 through 3, we read that God sent me to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion.To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair.
在以赛亚书六十一章说，神安慰一切悲哀的人，赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
The promise of comfort is related to the promise of the coming.Of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who dwells inside us.
安慰的应许与保惠师来临的应许有关。
We experience His comfort when we first come to Christ for forgiveness.
保惠师就是住在我们里面的圣灵。当我们第一次来到基督面前寻求宽恕的时候，我们就体会到他的安慰。
As we allow godly sorrow to bring us to true repentance that brings salvation.
因为我们允许敬虔的悲伤带给我们真正的悔改，从而带来救恩。
This is the most comforting experience we can have in our lives.
这是我们一生中能经历到的最令人欣慰的经历。
We also know God's comfort as we allow our mourning to produce in us a tender heart.That is like the heart of Jesus.
而且当我们让哀痛在我们里面产生一颗柔软的心的时候，我们就能感受到基督的安慰，并且当我们心地柔软的时候，我们的心就更像耶稣的心。
A tender heart that is sensitive to the Spirit's conviction of sin in our lives and is prompting us to follow Christ.
我们这颗柔软的心，它敏感于圣灵让我们知罪。也敏感于圣灵催促我们跟随基督。
Our ultimate comfort comes when we get to heaven, where God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
我们到达天堂的时候，我们最终的安慰就会到来。在那里，神要擦去我们一切的眼泪。
There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Let me give you two applications.
那么我们今天有两个作业。
Memorize this beatitude so that you can reflect on it throughout the day.
背诵这一幅，并且全天默想。
And second, I encourage you to take some time alone with God.Today or tomorrow, and reread 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, and James 4, 6 to 10.
今天或者明天，花一些时间与神独处，重读《约翰一书》1章6到9节和《雅各书》4章6到10节。
Ask God to make you more aware of the sin in your life as you walk in the light with Him.
当你与神同行在光中时，祈求神让你更加意识到你生命中的罪。
Reflect on how much your sins have grieved God.
反思你的罪让神多么的悲伤。
Ask Him to help you be truly sorrowful, to grieve and mourn over the sin in your life.
求神帮助你能够真正的哀痛，为你生命中的罪而悲伤哀痛。
So that you can truly repent, rejoice in His forgiveness, and experience His great comfort.
使你能够真正悔改，并且因神的宽恕而欢喜快乐。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Gracious God, help us to live in the light with our eyes open before you.
恩典的天父，帮助我们在生活在光明中。
Sensitive to the work of your Spirit who convicts us of sin.
让我们在你面前敞开心扉。
So that we might mourn and confess and repent.
让我们能够对圣灵的工作敏感，能够知罪，能够可以被自己的罪哀哭、认罪、悔改。
And thereby receive the comfort of forgiveness and grace that He ministers to us.
从而得到他施予的宽恕和恩典的安慰。
I pray that the trials that you allow in our lives will lead us to godly mourning.
我祷告，那些你允许在我们生活中出现的试炼，会导致敬虔的哀痛。
That will produce in us tender hearts like yours.
而且会在我们心中产生像你一样柔软的心。
Thank you for those holy moments where we sense your work in us.
感谢主，让我们感受到你手在我们身上所做的工。
Help us to see how our sins profoundly grieve you.
帮助我们看到我们的罪是如何让你深感悲伤。
By your grace, give us the gift of tears that truly reflect a deep inner brokenness and repentance before you.
靠着你的恩典，赐给我们眼泪这个礼物，让我们在你面前内心渗出破碎，并且真实的悔改。
And give us the joy of our salvation that comes from true, genuine
repentance. 也赐给我们因为真正悔改而得救的喜
乐。For your honor and glory. Amen.
荣耀赞美归给主，阿们。
Thank you, Pastor Mel. 好，我们谢谢牧师。